Hello, Victoria speaking.
Hi, Victoria. This is Mary from Family First.
Yes.
I heard that you were having trouble with your clocking in and clocking out.
Yes, it did some weird stuff. Like, first it was saying I was far away. Then it was saying, it's just, I don't know what to do. I mean, it's okay now, but I feel like it's all messed up.
Okay. And so it's like saying weird things. For example, you weren't, out of the patient address. You were
Say that again,
with
please.
Lisa. You were with Lisa, right? Like you weren't out of the patient address. That was incorrect.
Yeah, it says that I'm so many feet away from her. I'm like 10 feet away. I'm like, I'm in her apartment. Like, how am I so many feet away? It's just weird like that. It said I was there, but it always says so many feet away. But I'm having trouble because the problem is that I don't know if my time is correct for all last week. I know there's a lot of mistakes. I'm new at the app. I've been using it. I'm getting the hang of it.
So, could you confirm to me the address that you have?
1717 West Hunting Park Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19140.
Okay. It's the one that we have here, so it shouldn't be saying that you're away from the others. Can you clock
No.
in right now?
Yeah, no, I've been clocked out. But the problem is, I left the phone at home because I'm done at 8:30. I come back at 5 p.m. My mom's at
Oh.
dialysis now.
Okay.
I'm at the market getting some stuff for her, so I left it at home, so I remember to keep it at home. But the issue is, I don't think I'm clocking in and out good now, but the problem is that I don't think my time is right for last week.
Yeah, no, it's not
Yeah, I had to
right.
edit. I went in and edited, but I wasn't supposed to do that. I thought it was wrong, so I edited. I don't know what in the world's going on.
So what we have right now is we have some of the schedule where you did not clock in on out or out, sorry. So I don't know if you were working those days.
I worked every day. My problem was that the internet moved. My mom's internet got better,
Okay.
so we were using the new phone, but the internet was very slow.
Okay. Well,
So,
so
what days do you have that messed up?
yeah, for example, on the 18, August 18 from 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m., I do not have a clock in or clock out. Also on the 20th, on the 22th, yesterday, we also don't have a clock in or clock out.
So you have. So what do I do?
In
Do
that
the do
case, we will need a timesheet for those dates. I'm going to send you a test message so you have, like,
Can I use the timesheet on the portal?
Yes. I'm going to send you the link with, all the information from the schedule and the date so you can put it correctly and they can be processed, they can be paid. And I'm going to check later to see if maybe you have anything else, any other problems. Also, you're working, are you working right now?
Yeah, I got off at 8:30 a.m.
Okay. You go out. Huh. That's weird. I do not have a clock out for today.
Oh my God, why is it not registering?
Yeah, so it's probably because we do not have a clock in from yesterday because I can see that you have a split shift, right? Yeah, so it's probably because of that. The clock out, since there was no clock in, the clock out cannot be linked without a clock in. So just send me the
Okay.
timesheet from yesterday from 4:30 to 8:30 in the morning, okay? So, use. Put August 24 from 4:30 to 8:30, and I will put that right away. And I'm going to call you, at yeah, maybe like 4:45 30 p.m. between that time to check if you have any problems with the clocking, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm going to send you the messages now.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.